Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Dunker and Manisha Tank. Well, times here in Singapore are definitely tough, and the city is bracing itself for a further jump in bankruptcies. This after cases surged to the highest in years, even before the COVID-19 hit.
So looking at data from the Law Ministry's Insolvency Office, the number of individuals filing for bankruptcy soared 47% from a year earlier to 434 in January. That's the highest since October 2004.
And companies in liquidation jumped to 287 last year. That is the highest since records began back in 2005. Making the headlines, of course, over the last few months, we saw former Singapore billionaire Lim Eun Kim's Hin Leong Trading filing for bankruptcy.
So you've got Singapore's already slowing economy now poised to shrink because the virus has slammed trade and tourism. And there's always that possibility it's going to send more businesses and individuals broke. And that could lead to an increase in bad loans or bad debts for banks, even as they ease borrowing terms. But what does this all mean?
Yes. And a couple of questions that you might have been too embarrassed to ask. What exactly is bankruptcy? And what does it mean to be a bankrupt? And of course, how can you get out of it?
Well, on the line to help us out is Lo Jin Liang, Senior Associate Director of PKWA Law. Jin Liang, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Fine.
Thanks a lot for taking the time. Let's talk a little bit about bankruptcy. Obviously, we want to establish what bankruptcy means, but it's not really a shameful thing because bankruptcy, the misconception is that it's a shameful thing, but actually it's more protection on the individuals because if you can't pay, what are you going to do? Force the money out of my blood?
Yeah.
Yes. So normally bankruptcy is when you really need some breathing space, feel that you really can't handle the financial burden, then you go for bankruptcy. And that is in a way to protect the debtors because interest would stop accruing. So, you know, you don't pay as much as you would have paid if you didn't file for bankruptcy.
Yeah, that's right. So when do you suggest one actually makes that call to declare themselves bankrupt? I mean, you were just alluding to the point of, you know, when that financial pressure has got to a particular tipping point. But can you describe a scenario and how it works?
So normally I would advise my client to say, before you embark on this bankruptcy application for yourself, please try all means to try to resolve or try to relieve that pressure. That includes first talking to the banks or talking to the lenders on maybe restructuring the payment, coming up with some kind of any other form of negotiation on how to pay. If all else fails, then you decide to go for bankruptcy. And the reason for this is if you go for bankruptcy, there are some restrictions posed on you as an individual, which you may not want, you know, such as you may not be able to travel overseas without approval from the official assignee. That may also impact your ability to get more loans from banks in the future. Also, the ability to be a director or to participate in management of a company.
I understand you can't even own like a phone subscription line as well, right?
It's actually possible, you know.
Times have changed.
They will take into account that you must have, there's some reasonable expenses for your upkeep,
sure,
and reasonable expenses for your family. That is permissible.
Right, right.
What happens is, if you are a bankrupt, the official assignee will have a briefing with you to discuss with you what is your income, what is the reasonable expenses, and then from there, they will determine what is an amount that you should be paying every month that will go towards paying your debts.
The OA is quite crucial here because apart from privileges that have been taken away from you, there are monthly obligations that you must fulfill, even if, you know, repayment of your debt structure is just like $100 a month, for example.
Yes. So the monthly payment is what I just mentioned, where the official assignee will talk to you first to decide what is your income and what's your expenses. And once they determine what is the amount that you need to pay every month, you should and pay make monthly repayment in a timely manner.
Mm.
Because if you do so, if you have good conduct, the chances of you getting discharged earlier is much higher.
Oh, so it's possible to get discharged earlier?
Yes. So it's as your conduct, including how good you are with your repayment, as well as disclosure of documents following OA's directions, your conduct will have an impact on how soon they will assess your case for discharge.
Right, right. He's like your parole officer.
Yeah. One of the reasons we're having this conversation, of course, is because even before the pandemic, we were seeing the number of bankruptcies rising. And we also flagged that there have been some really big, very famous bankruptcies, of course, Hin Leong being one of them. What are some of the things that come with bankruptcy? And why are we seeing this, the rate of bankruptcies on the rise? Is it just a function of what's been happening to the economy? Or is it also a function of people understanding and learning more about this area?
It could be both, in a mixture of both. But actually, if you really look at the stats, the number of undischarged bankrupt has dropped over the years. So while you may see more bankruptcy applications, there are also more people who are getting discharged. So I really think that it's maybe just a temporary relief for them to, you know, to revive or reset their financial situation.
Mm. Could you help us out with the timeline for discharge? Because I've seen cases where bankrupts, they get discharged some 12 years later. But I remember you usually look at it at, 5 years or something like that? Can't quite remember.
Yeah, it could be as low as fast as 3 years, good conduct. It could go, you know, normally you look at, you see about 5 to 9 years, that's quite common. Anything okay. More than 9 years, you must have not been doing very well on your repayment.
Yeah, and to be fair, you know, as if you're a bankrupt, you have to be fair that the creditor isn't exactly going to get the full amount of money. This is just like a so-called financial jail term that you're serving.
Yes, so you can say that. So, but that, because if you do make an effort to make full payment of all debt, that will impact also the restriction that will be placed on you after the bankruptcy, after the discharge. You see, so if you manage to make full payment of your debts, your bankruptcy will be annulled instead of discharged. So annulment will mean that you'll be put in a position as though the bankruptcy order was not made.
Right.
Right? Okay.
So a lot of
so
this...
Yeah,
what I was going to say, a lot of this, though, is in the context of some kind of a normal backdrop, but it's not been normal at all this year. We've had COVID-19, right? So there have had to be some amendments, temporary amendments to bankruptcy and insolvency laws. What have they been, and what has been the justification behind any amendment?
So the amendment mainly is really to give people breathing space during these tough times. It is to discourage creditors from filing bankruptcy applications against you for a period of 6 months. That's from April until October. Actually, it has not been extended, so that temporary measures doesn't apply anymore. What happens is, instead of giving you 21 days to make your payment, under the temporary amendments, they will allow 6 months to make payments. Instead of, you used to be able to apply for bankruptcy if you owe about 15,000 or above, that has been increased to 60,000. So that really is giving the debtors some breathing space.
Yeah, yeah. But you're saying it's not going to be extended beyond October, right, was the cutoff point. So I'm just curious about what that might mean for the coming months.
So, yeah, so it won't be extended, as far as we know now. So what it means is that we will revert to the previous regulation. I think 6 months we have given the debtors some time to restructure their financial plans. That's a temporary relief to begin with. So it's not meant to be something that you can rely on indefinitely.
Right. Can you imagine once upon a time that ceiling was $10,000? Gosh. Jin Liang, is there a difference between filing for a personal bankruptcy and a bankruptcy in a business? How big a difference is there?
It's not that much of a difference. I mean, the concept is still the same that you are unable to pay your debt. So some measures need to be taken to try to pay off the debts to all creditors. But the difference is that if it's a company, once your assets have been liquidated and once all the creditors have been paid, then that's it. The company ceases to exist, you know, as compared to an individual where if after you get discharged, it doesn't mean that it ends there because you still have to live life. You still have to start thinking about how to rebuild your finance.
Right. How to rebuild your life in that sense.
Yeah, that's right.
Correct.
Okay, well, it only falls for us to ask, how do you get out of bankruptcy?
There are 3 or 4 ways, you know. The obvious one would be if you pay off all your debts. So if you pay off all your debts, then you can get it annulled. Then you it will be as though you have not been bankrupt before, and you will not be put on the bankruptcy register. So there's this register database where your records are kept, even after touch. So if it's annulled, you are not kept on that record. All right. So another way is if you have not been able to pay your monthly payment, but you did pay off the target contribution that the assignee set for you, then you will be eligible for discharge. Discharge means you will still be on the register, but it's only for maybe a period of 5 years.
Okay.
There's also a discharge from the High Court. So if you feel that it's a good time for you to get discharged, you have done your part, you've made your best efforts, you can apply to court and get the High Court to discharge.
We've been speaking with Lo Jin Liang, Senior Associate Director, PKWA Law. Jin Liang, thanks a lot for the tips this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Yes, thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.